Praise the Lord. Message number 208. The title of our message, Watchman, Part 25. The watchman can see clearly God's plan of restoration. One of the things that can characterize the watchman of God is that he has ability, or she has ability, to see and to grasp early the plan of God to restore his people. We will here discuss the book of Jeremiah chapter 31, and we will read and discuss almost the whole chapter, but the key verse that we will use as an indication that we have for the watchman ministry is verse 6. Book of Jeremiah, we have chapter 31, verse 6. There will be a day when watchmen cry out on the hills of Ephraim, come, let's go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. Say here, there will be a day when watchmen, so there will be more than one person, they will cry out. They are calling to the people, let's go back to God, let's go back to his church, to his dwelling place. Before we go forward in the message, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time you give us. I do pray in the name of Jesus that the purpose of sending this message of your people to your people is to encourage them, to restore them. That will be a support to them and a light that they can see and follow your word, so that they will find themselves in the place and in the spiritual condition and the restoration that you had ordained for them. Lord, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach to those who are waiting for it, those their heart have been primed and well prepared, O God, to receive your word. Those whom you call to be restored, I pray in the name of Jesus that this message will bring in their life the fruit that you desire to see. O God, I pray for myself, anoint my lips, and put verses and statements to encourage your people with your word. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. There will be a set time for God to restore his people. And the watchman and the watchman or woman with faith and with the anointing of the Holy Spirit will be enabled to prophesy and declare to the people and assure them that God is in the process of restoring them, and he will do that for them. Jeremiah chapter 31, the whole chapter speaks about God's plan to restore Israel. Not only Judah, but the whole tribes of Israel, God had a plan to restore them. We will read it from verse 1 to verse 5. It is a good reminder to God's people and to the watchmen and to us, as watchmen and women for the church, to remind us of his love and his willingness and his desire to restore us, to restore the church, to restore his people. And that is encouragement also for us to go and encourage others with the word that we receive from him. Let's read verse 1, book of Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 1 to verse 5. At that time declares the Lord. So there will be a time. At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the clans of Israel, and they will be my people. Amen. This is what the Lord says. The people who survive the sword will find favor in the desert. I will come to give rest to Israel. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. I will build you again, and you will be rebuilt. O Virgin Israel, again you will take up your tambourines and go out to dance with the joyful. Again, you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. The farmers will plant them and enjoy their fruits. So here God is speaking that there was destruction and people drawn to the desert to be in need, to suffer. But then God, in these places that he banished them, he had compassion and he had mercy to them, and he will be going to draw them again back to him and restore them, and he will rebuild them up, and they will be able to rebuild up cities and towns, and they will have a joyful life in the presence of the Lord. As we continue verse 7 to verse 12, we will read more scripture and that speak of how God will bring back Jacob's descendants whom he scattered among the nations. God will bring all the clans and the tribes and all the church members and ministry that had been disciplined by the Lord, had been scattered due to sin and disobedience and rebelliousness. We will read how God will restore, and let's be encouraged with God's word to encourage others. This is what the Lord says. Sing with joy for Jacob. That's verse 7. Shout for the foremost of the nations. Make your praises heard and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I will bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the ends of the earth. You see here, as the people shout to the Lord, cry and pray, O Lord, save your people, the Lord declared that I will bring them back from the north and from the ends of the earth. Among them will be the blind and the lame, expectant mothers and women in labor, a great throng will return. They will come with weeping. They will pray as I bring them back, as they are repented here, they are weeping. I will lead them beside streams of water on a level path where they will not stumble, because I am Israel's father and Ephraim is my firstborn. God is saying here that I am the father, they are my children. I am bringing them again with the compassion. Verse 10, hear the word of the Lord, O nations, proclaim it in distant coastlands. He who scattered Israel will gather them and will watch over his flock like a shepherd. For the Lord will ransom Jacob and redeem them from the hand of those stronger than they. Praise the Lord. The Lord will ransom, will pay the price to be set free the people from bondage, and he will redeem them from those who are stronger than they. Verse 12, they will come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. They will rejoice in the bounty of the Lord, the grain, the new wine, and the oil, the young of the flocks and herds. They will be like a well-watered garden, and they will sorrow no more. The restoration of the Lord, that he will bring back his people. They will be fresh looking. They will have joyful looking, no more sorrow, no more pain and sadness in the heart. God really determined to restore his people after they had repented, in order to reaffirm to them his everlasting love. And with the restoration after repentance, there'll be joy and gladness. God will restore to you, as you repented, the joy and gladness in your heart. We read verse 13 and verse 14 from Jeremiah 31 that show the manifestation of the restoration. Then maidens will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. I will satisfy the priests with abundance, and my people will be filled with my bounty, declares the Lord. So they will be heart full of joy and bountiful blessing, material blessing, financial blessing, food blessing, abundance and bounty, and that would show that the Lord had truly restored His people, and that will bring joy and gladness in their heart. Book of Jeremiah chapter 31, and we reach verse 15 that say, this is what the Lord say, a voice is here in Ramah, mourning and great weeping, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because her children are no more. Here speak about the people of God. They were crying and mourning, and here he quote the incidents that Rachel, the wife of Jacob, was dead and was buried. It was buried in Ephrath, that is Bethlehem, and that was linked with the incidents where Herod killed the children of God in Bethlehem, when Herod realized that the Magi outwit him. He ordered that all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, that they'll be put to death. The writer of Book of Jeremiah chapter 31, Jeremiah was, as a watchman, was able to see how death had invaded and was invading and attacking the children of God, but he was able also to see where the restoration of God's people and how God is going to bring them back. When we read verse 15, the prophet is crying with the cry of the people. This is what the Lord say, a voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because her children are no more. The children of the Israelites are no more. Ephraim are no more, was taken captive. The mother Rachel is crying. But in verse 16, this is what the Lord says, restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work will be rewarded, declares the Lord. They will return from the land of the enemy. Here, the watchman, Jeremiah, is seeing the restoration of God. He's seeing that the good work of his people, as they repented, as they come to the Lord, he's seeing that God will reward their work, and God will restore back to them their children, their descendants, their clans, their members, the workers, the church branches. God is going to restore back. And here today, and the same with us, and we cry out with the prophet Jeremiah, and in the spirit of a prophecy, and we will receive, and we as in the spirit of the Lord, we receive the promise of God for restoration. God's restoration will start with repentance. As you repent, as the church repent, the restoration will start. The Israelites show their repentance to God, as we read in verse 17 and 18 from Jeremiah 31, we can read the following. The Israelites were crying, I have surely heard Ephraim's mourning. God was hearing the crying of the of his people, the Israelites. You discipline me like an unruly calf, and I have been disciplined. Restore me, and I will return, because you are the Lord, my God. After I strayed, I repented. After I came to understand, I beat my breast. I was ashamed and humiliated because I bore the disgrace of my youth. So here, the process of restoration and God's plan of restoration has been started after a true repentance. Ephraim discovered that his suffering was God's discipline. God disciplined them as they were a calf. God spanked them after they gone astray, and they were humiliated. And as they decided to come back to the Lord, then God also restored them. The hard verse in book of Jeremiah 31 is verse 6. Is one of the important signs for Israel repentance. Not only that they were able to see that their suffering is due to their sin, and they decided to repent and to relent from their wicked ways and turn back to God. But verse 6 says the following: there will be a day when watchmen cry out on the hills of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. Not only one watchman or two watchmen, good number of people who can see the restoration of God, and they can see the will of God. They will encourage the people, let's go to Zion. From Ephraim, they will encourage the people to go back. They will go back to Jerusalem, to the temple of the Lord, and that is one of the signs of repentance. The thing here, repentance, not only people will return to God, but also to go back to the sanctuary of God in Zion. The watchman can see clearly and direct the people that repented is to go back to God's church. Those people who repented, who left the church and the ministry, when they really want to go back to God, as they repent, they need to go back to the church and be restored in the right way. And that is part of the restoration. When the people repent, they will go back to the church that God had placed them in. As you hear the message, encourage others around you to repent and to come back to the church and do God's will as God's ordained, so that His plan of restoration will be fulfilled. Why here the watchmen in Ephraim, they call out the people, let's go up to Zion, because we know that after the death of Solomon, the kingdom was divided. 10 tribes left Judah, and Judah left only with Benjamin. And the northern kingdom, they were under Jeroboam, and they have put idol calf, and they have put priests their own, not the Levites. So when they want to come back now to the Lord, not only to come back to God, but they need to come back to the sanctuary, to the law of God, to the Levites, the priests that God had ordained for them to be their priests. That's why the watchmen, and we are the watchmen, we cry out to the people, tell them, come, let us go up to Zion, Let's go back to the Church of God. Going back to the Lord is going back to His church. The true wise man is the one who truly leading the people back to God, as he is calling the people to go back to his church and his sanctuary. In Book of Jeremiah 31, God further expresses his love and concern for his people and his further plan to restore them after they repented, when he say in verse 20, "Is not Ephraim my dear son, the child in whom I delight? Though I often speak against him, I will remember him. Therefore my heart yearns for him. I have great compassion for him, declares the Lord." Here the Lord express in his opening his heart that he really was waiting for his people to repent, because Ephraim, his people, are his children. And as you repent, as you come back to the Lord, and as you see people coming back to the Lord, you as watchmen, you encourage the people with the further of God's words and promises. In verse 21, we can read that God will invent ways for restoration in order to bring the people once again near to Him. He said, "Set up road signs and put up guide posts. Take note of the highways, the road that you take. Return, O Virgin Israel, return to your towns." God here is putting signs and guide posts and directions to the people. They will return back where He ordained them to be. As they decided, the people, God had already make a way for them to be restored back, and on the way he put signs and guides posts so that they will not be astray, and they will not find it difficult to go back. Encourage the people also that as God is restoring, there is a new ordaining blessing from God to you, to His people. In verse 23, we can read, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, say: "When I bring them back from captivity, the people in the land of Judah and its town will once again use these words: 'The Lord bless you, O righteous dwelling, O sacred mountain.'" In verse 28, we can read, "This as I watched over them to uproot and tear down, and to overthrow, destroy, and bring disaster, so I will watch over them to build and to plant." Here, the blessing of the Lord, it will be equal, and it will reverse the magnitude of destruction that God had ordained in the past. As the people repent, then they will be rebuilt back to where they were. Encourage the people that there will be restoration of relationship and unity. In verse 24, it say, "People will live together in Judah and all its town, unity, farmers and those who move about with their flocks." And in verse 27, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will plant the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the offspring of men and of animals." So there will be a good relationship with the people around us also, so that we can evangelize, we can have new opportunities and new doors for evangelism and reaching new people. Further encourage the people that God will refresh them, and God will bring satisfaction to their soul. In verse 25, "I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint." Yes, Lord, refresh us. Refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. The people whom God restore, they will say in verse 26, at this I awoke and look around. My sleep had been pleasant to me. That's a sign of frustration. When the people sleep, and they will have a pleasant sleep. Further, part of the plan of frustration is that justice will prevail. In verse 29 and 30, we can read the following. In those days, people will no longer say, the father have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. Instead, everyone will die for his own sin. Whoever eats sour grapes, his own teeth will be set on edge. Here, no more curses will pass through the families. As the children repent, they will be spared the punishment that God had ordained for their parents. The soul who sinned, that soul will die. So justice will be prevailed. Some people, they say there's a curse in the family. No, that is not correct. According to the word of God, the soul who sinned, that soul will die. Further, there will be a new covenant. God had made a new covenant with us when Christ died on the cross for our sin, and he poured the Holy Spirit in our heart. He wrote his word, and he poured out his Holy Spirit in our heart and life. Verse 31 to verse 34 encourage us, and that as God will restore, there will be a new covenant. There will be the ministry of the Holy Spirit. There will be the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and we will serve the Lord with the gifts that he gives to us, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. Praise the Lord. Declares the Lord, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. A new covenant, the assurance of salvation, the teaching of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit that we teach us, we teach our descendants, we teach our children God's word and God's ways. The message is to encourage us. God had called us to be watchmen and watchmen to encourage the people and to help them to see the good plan of God for them as they repented, and to help them to go along the ways of God and along the guideposts to be restored fully to God and to his church and to the ministry. Lord, I cry out to you, Lord. Let this message, O God, shall be fulfilled in the life of your church and your people. O God, restore back, O Lord, the people who have gone astray, the flocks, the congregation, the workers. Lord, I cry to you, O God. Lord, let the message of yours come through. O God, let be a harvest of righteousness, of souls, of workers, of revival, of restoration. As you promised, we will remember their sins no more. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen and Amen.